71 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We're going to have another day like yesterday. So sunny for most of the day, but a good chance of afternoon thunderstorm in the mix. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Law enforcement agencies involved in the arrest and death of a man in Clarksville have released statements about what happened. On June 29th, 34-year-old Darius Chappell was arrested by Montgomery County deputies with assistance from a Clarksville police officer and canine. A bystander's video circulated online shows officers holding Chappell on the ground as the canine attacked and bit him. 4 days later, Chappell died after being found unresponsive in his cell at Montgomery County Jail. Yesterday, the Clarksville Police Department confirmed the officer is on administrative leave and an internal investigation is underway. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office also emailed statements to WPLN saying findings of its investigation into Chappell's death have been turned over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The department says Chappell was taken to Vanderbilt to Vanderbilt of Clarksville Hospital after his arrest before he was booked into jail. They say Chappell was treated and medically cleared at that time. The cause of his death has not yet been determined. The sheriff's statement said Chappell's arrest stemmed from a warrant for a felony parole violation, and he was also charged with resisting arrest and assault on a first responder. The Tennessee chapter of the NAACP has asked for a federal investigation by the FBI into the use of force in Chappell's arrest and his death while in custody. The Nissan plant in Smyrna has a big economic footprint in Tennessee, and one of its earliest products has hit a milestone and is more popular than ever. The Frontier truck. WPLN's Seth Thorpe tells us how demand for Nissan's Frontier reflects consumer popularity for certain types of vehicles.
The first Nissan Frontier rolled off the Smyrna assembly line in 1998. Today, the light-duty truck is still popular, with Nissan touting production of the 1 million Frontier truck at its Canton, Mississippi plant. Sales increased 24% since last year, according to Victor Taylor, head of supply chain for Nissan North America.
Last year, for Frontier alone, we probably made about 64,000 to about 70,000 vehicles. This year, we plan on making 100,000. And the 100,000 is driven because the sales that are being produced and being sold at once, so the demand is much higher.
This comes as sales of light trucks, like the Frontier, account for 84% of all U.S. passenger vehicle sales, according to TD Economics. It's why Nissan planned to increase production of the Frontier.
I think the growth is unlimited because we've seen the power in localizations and build where you sell. So we're selling in the U.S. We should actually manufacture the product in the U.S.
And for Tennessee, that power contributes to 15% of the economy, according to federal data. It also ranks the state third in the nation for auto manufacturing jobs. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.